Mark chapter 6, and beginning at verse 7. Then Jesus went around, teaching from village to village. Calling the 12 to him, he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. These were his instructions. Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Doesn't sound terribly hygienic, does it? But never mind. Whenever you enter a house, of course, it must have been because Jesus said it. Let me just emphasize, I'm still totally committed to the authority of the Bible. So yes, where did I get up to? Yes, wear sandals, but not an extra shirt. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them. Many of us came forward last week for prayer ministry, wanting to take up the opportunity to receive from the Lord Jesus whatever he wanted to give us at that particular time. Through the passage, we were reminding us that God is one who gives us opportunities. He wanted to give opportunities to receive blessing, encouragement, guidance. That's what the priority that he has to bless us. And all of us want to be open to the Holy Spirit, whether we came forward for prayer last week or whether we remained where we were sitting and continued to worship. And in these verses, in the next chapter of Mark's Gospel, we are reminded and shown of the ways in which the plans that God has for us don't just end when we've received from him. He wants to bless us. He's in relationship with us and longs to do so, but that is only the foundation of what he wants to do in our lives. He blesses us so that we can be those who reflect to others in some way what we have received from him. I have to confess, my heart slightly sank when I read of what the Lord Jesus asked of his disciples that day. I couldn't help wondering how they felt at this point, being sent off two by two. And that little word that he began to send them off two by two, was that because some were willing and some weren't? Some didn't feel up to the challenge he was giving them and some needed further encouragement to take it off? It all sounds a bit of a challenge, what he asked them to do. And of course, as we read the details of his commission to them that day, it all seems very far from our experience of what the Lord Jesus calls us to do here in the city of London. But the principles, of course, are timeless. He wanted them not to duck the opportunities that he gave them. We saw that in verse 7. Sent them out two by two and gave them authority. And then the extraordinary detailed instructions that he gave in verses 8 to 10. He wanted them to learn to depend on him, not get things sorted out in advance so there's very little room for an exercise of faith. He wanted them to think, gosh, I'd like things more sorted. This is all a bit unsettling. I don't feel really equipped for what I'm doing. I don't feel I've got the resources to be really good in his service. Not ducking opportunities, learning to depend on him. And finally, he wanted to prepare them. The working in partnership with him had wonderfully exciting times, but there would also be times when they realized it was tough to be a follower of Jesus Christ, when they found themselves in a situation which was slightly unsettling, where no one was interested in all that they had to say about the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, it sounds quite a challenge. So how could Jesus have had the confidence that this particular plan would work? How could he have sent them off in the way he did? And we get a clue in chapter 3. He prepared them from the very start for this moment. We read there, he appointed 12 disciples that they might be with him, and then that he might send them out. Being with him had always been a fundamental part of his plan. Listening to him, watching him, seeing his response to different situations, getting to know him better, seeing how he dealt with their moments of failure as well as their moments of success, seeing the authority that he could exercise in very different circumstances, seeing the way that following him was following one who made a difference in people's lives. Now, and of course, we all come to the point where we hear Jesus saying, I don't want you to duck the opportunities I'm giving you. I want to learn for you to depend on me. But it starts with us being with him. Those moments, whether in the morning or in the evening, at home or on the train, when we just pause and realize Jesus hasn't changed, where we bring before him the things that are of concern to us on a particular day, praying about people and trying to hear his take on situations, thinking about the time you and I spent with Jesus this morning. Was it one of those times in which we emerged encouraged, feeling we knew him better, considering things and realizing we're bolder in our faith than we once were, realizing that actually over the time we're being changed? It all starts with being with Jesus. And those encounters with him, however short, however distracted we sometimes are, but we emerge thinking, I'm more ready to live as a Christian today than I was before I started praying. I may not have made enormous progress in the 90 seconds I had, but actually in some way I'm different and more ready. How are you at the moment being with Jesus? Is it a significant time in our lives?